Welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Here in the studio is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. And Hector, let's spend some time talking about Medicare versus Medicaid. We've spent a lot of time talking about Medicaid in relation to the Affordable Care Act, but the focus today should be on Medicare. 98% of adults over the age 65 are enrolled in Medicare, an amazing number of people.
Absolutely. It is the base health insurance for people who are 65 and over.
So if you're 65 or approaching 65, I think that's even more important. If you're approaching 65, you need to do something. What do you need to do?
You need to sign up. It isn't automatic. It isn't like Social Security. You need to actually go and sign up for a plan. 3 months before you turn 65 is when you can start signing up. If you sign up in those 3 months, you will start receiving coverage the first day of your birthday month. You have the whole birthday month to sign up as well, and 3 months after that. So for 7 months, you can sign up for health insurance through Medicare. And if you do not, you will have to pay higher premiums for the rest of your life when you receive Medicare, no matter when you sign up. If you sign up in the eighth month or the eighth year, you will have to pay higher premiums.
Important information. Remember, 3 months before you turn 65. So that's very useful. Let's talk a bit about what Medicare covers, because it's very generous in many respects. We'll come back to some limitations, but talk us through that.
It has three component parts. The first is hospital insurance. It covers most medically necessary hospital, skilled nursing facility, home health, and hospice care. It is free if you have worked and paid Social Security taxes for at least 10 years. You will have to pay a monthly premium if you work less than 10 years in your lifetime. The second part is medical insurance. This covers most medically necessary doctor's visits, hospital outpatient services, lab tests, x-rays, mental health care, and some ambulance services. You pay a monthly premium for this part of the coverage. And then finally, there's prescription drug coverage, which provides outpatient prescription drug payments. If you want Part D, you have to choose Part D coverage separate from the first two parts, and you do have to pay copays on some of this medication.
Right. Now, there are limitations to Medicare, and I think that's important people know, and they need to take that into account in their living expenses and in other opportunities for coverage that are available to them. Let's talk through those.
It's important to know that there's always copays with Medicare. So you generally have to have some money to pay out-of-pocket costs on medication, as I mentioned, and some other services. But Medicare only covers specific services. It does not cover, for example, dentures, hearing aids, or even routine eye or dental care. So you need to be able to pay for those services out of pocket.
And those expenses can be considerable, indeed, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's where they have other ancillary coverage separate from Medicare that people can,
right.
can
and
buy.
And here we're talking about the whole area of supplemental health coverage or
Medigap.
Medigap, exactly. Well, Hector, I know there's a great deal of information on your website, and listeners can go to transamericainstitute.org and there click the Health Center and find a wealth of information and detailed information about Medicare and what it covers and what it doesn't. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.